Okay, so picture this, right? You're a small business owner. Maybe you've got this amazing bakery, and you're about to launch your very first online ordering system.
Exciting times.
Right? You've poured your heart and soul into this thing, probably a ton of flour too, I'd imagine. But then launch day arrives, and bam, disaster. Your website completely crashes. Can you imagine all those eager customers ready for their pastry fix and they can't even get an order in? Talk about a sugar crash, but not the good kind.
Definitely not the kind we want. And this right here is where understanding cloud computing becomes so important.
Yeah, even for something that seems, not very techy, like a bakery.
Exactly.
So that's what we're diving into today.
Sounds delicious.
We're taking a deep dive into this WebPro News article. It came out on August 2nd, 2024, and it really breaks down how cloud computing is completely changing the game for businesses. And we mean all businesses, big or small.
Absolutely. And it's not just, about the techie stuff, the nuts and bolts of it all.
Right.
It's about understanding how it really makes a difference. Like, what are the actual benefits? Can you feel it?
Exactly. We're talking about the why. Why should anyone, whether you're that bakery owner we were talking about or a super tech-savvy developer, care about the cloud? What's in it for them?
We're demystifying the cloud. We're going to
Yeah.
make you guys pros so you can make smart decisions.
Love it. So the article starts off with this idea of scalability and flexibility, and they compare cloud computing to a utility. So you're only paying for what you actually use. And get this, you can scale your resources up or down whenever you need to.
It's like magic. Think about our bakery owner again.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of going all out and buying these crazy expensive servers that might just get overloaded on a busy day,
Right.
the cloud lets them just use the computing power they need right when they need it. So let's say there's a massive spike in orders.
Because everyone wants those croissants.
Exactly. The cloud's like, no problem, we got this, and just expands to handle all that traffic.
So it's like having an oven that magically grows bigger.
Exactly. An infinitely expandable oven. And what's even better, you're not paying for all that extra space when it's just sitting there empty.
Makes sense.
Which brings us to cost efficiency, another awesome perk highlighted in the article.
Okay, but let's be real for a sec. Is the cloud really all that?
What do you mean?
Is it actually cheaper, or is that just, marketing hype?
Well, let's look at the numbers. The article mentions a report from Flexera. They say 61% of businesses actually reported saving money after making the switch to the cloud. And there's a reason for that. You're basically shifting from like a big upfront investment model where you're buying all this hardware to something that's more like, a subscription service.
So instead of like buying a whole farm with all the equipment, you're just subscribing to a service that lets you borrow the tractor and the silo when you need them.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And just like your favorite streaming service, you've got flexibility. You can scale up, scale down, change your plan, whatever works best for your business.
And, speaking of needing to scale up, let's say our bakery owner wants to like really level up their online game.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Right. So they're thinking bigger now, bolder. Maybe they want to do like a virtual baking
A
class.
master class in croissants.
Yes. But that's definitely a team effort. You can't do that all alone.
For sure.
And that's where I thought this part of the article was really interesting because it talks about how cloud computing actually makes collaboration way better,
Right.
which seems kind of weird at first, right? Because you think, cloud, everyone's in different places. How does that work?
Well, that's the beauty of it all. It breaks down those walls. The cloud lets teams work together no matter where they are. Like we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
Email chains from here to tomorrow, trying to figure out which version of a file is the right one. It's a nightmare.
The worst.
Right. But cloud-based tools, they streamline everything. You can edit together in real time, who changed what, and communication is so much easier.
So no more of those file names like final version 2.0.
Exactly. You're speaking my language.
Oh, thank goodness. And the article specifically called out GitHub as a great example for this.
Oh, for sure. GitHub is like the poster child for this new way of working. Developers can collaborate on code, see every little change, manage projects all in one place. And this isn't just about making things easier, it has a real impact on the bottom line.
Really? How so?
Think about it. When teams work together seamlessly, everything is faster, smoother. You're developing things quicker, which means new products and services hit the market faster. And that speed, that agility, it's everything in today's world.
So it's the difference between like a team of bakers all trying to make the same recipe, but they're shouting instructions through a wall versus everyone being in the same kitchen working together.
Yes. Exactly. Everyone's on the same page, sharing the same digital cookbook. But of course, we got to talk about the elephant in the room,
Oh,
right?
right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because if you're putting your like secret recipe out there in the
I
cloud,
gotta be careful, right?
that's gotta be a little scary.
Totally understandable.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Cloud computing is actually pushing the boundaries of security in a lot of ways. The article really emphasized all these robust security measures that providers have in place, like we're talking serious encryption, access controls, constant monitoring. They are not messing around.
So it's not just like they're sticking it in a digital drawer and hoping for the best.
Not even close. To be honest, a lot of cloud providers, they have way better security than a lot of businesses could ever afford to set up themselves. They've got entire teams. Their whole job is just cybersecurity, working 24/7 to protect everything.
Okay, that does make me feel a bit better. But what about those constant updates? You know, software changes all the time, it seems like. Doesn't that mean things break and there's downtime?
You're on fire with the great questions today. And that brings us to one of the coolest, most transformative things about cloud computing: continuous integration and continuous deployment, or CICD for short.
CICD. Okay, that sounds kind of intimidating, like something out of Star Wars.
Right. It does sound pretty complex, but it's actually pretty straightforward when you break it down.
Think about how you used to have to manually update apps on your phone.
Oh, yeah. Such a pain. Right. It was a whole thing. And you probably put it off all the time because who needs that?
Oh, totally. And then sometimes I'd forget completely and the app would just stop working.
The worst. But now you've got automatic updates.
Yeah.
You get the latest version without even thinking about it.
It's like magic.
Exactly. And CI/CD, that's basically the goal for software development. It's all about automating those updates so everything is smooth and seamless for both the developers and the users.
So instead of like one massive update every few months, it's more like these tiny micro updates happening all the time in the background.
You got it. And the beauty of it is it's not just about things running smoothly. It also helps developers find and fix bugs way faster, which means the software is just better quality overall.
Makes sense.
The article gave a great example: AWS Code Pipeline. It's like this automated pipeline that takes the code from the developers and gets it ready to launch, all smooth and efficient.
So going back to our bakery example, it's like there's a whole team of expert bakers and they're constantly tweaking and perfecting the recipe behind the scenes, making
Yeah.
sure every croissant is like award-winning.
Now you're making me hungry. But yes, that's the idea. And here's where it gets really exciting. This whole idea of constant improvement, it ties directly into another huge advantage of cloud computing: innovation.
Ooh, yes, I love a little tech innovation. Tell me more.
So with the cloud, businesses, even small ones, they suddenly have access to these really advanced technologies, stuff that used to only be for the big guys with tons of money.
Right,
They
right.
can experiment, try new things, build prototypes, and it's not going to break the bank.
So it's like having a giant digital playground for new ideas.
Exactly. And that ability to innovate quickly, that's everything in today's world.
Yeah.
The article mentioned a Gartner report, and get this, 70% of businesses said that cloud computing was the reason they were able to innovate.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay, but can we switch gears for a second and talk about something a little less glamorous but just as important? Disaster recovery.
The not so fun stuff, but someone's got to talk about it.
Right. Like going back to our bakery owner, imagine if that website crash wasn't just a fluke. What if it was something super serious, like a server crashing completely?
Now that's a bad day at the office.
Yeah.
But this actually shows how important cloud computing can be. You see, cloud providers, they have these things called redundant systems.
Okay, and what does that mean?
It basically means your data is backed up in multiple places. So if one server goes down, no big deal. Your data is safe and sound somewhere else.
So it's like a backup generator that kicks in if the power goes out, keeps those ovens running, those croissants baking, no matter what.
Exactly. No matter what kind of crazy stuff happens, cloud-based disaster recovery makes sure businesses can bounce back fast. And this is especially crucial, for companies that have sensitive customer data to protect or businesses that can't afford any downtime.
It's like having a safety net for your whole business. Okay, that was a lot to unpack today, but I think it's clear that cloud computing is not just some passing fad. It's here to stay.
Oh, absolutely. This is the future.
This WebPro News article really drove that point home for me. This is how we build software now. It's just how businesses operate, period.
It affects everything: how we collaborate, how we come up with new ideas, how we protect our data, everything.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you really think about it. As we wrap things up here, I want to leave you with something to think about. The article ends by saying that cloud computing isn't just a tool, it's an enabler of progress.
Love that. An enabler of progress. That says it all.
So here's my question for everyone listening. How could you use the power of the cloud to drive progress in your own world? Maybe you want to start a business or streamline how you're doing things now or finally bring that amazing idea to life. The possibilities are kind of endless, right?
Seriously, the sky's the limit.
Right. So until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep your head in the cloud.